بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد my brothers and sisters we are looking at the four solutions four situations and four solutions and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand what he has advised us and to follow that because in that only and only lies benefit and khair for us. In Surah Al-Kahf, we talked about the four situations. The first one is the situation of grief and where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised us La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen the dua of Yunus alayhi salam and he said, O Allah, there is no one worthy of worship except you and you are glorified and exalted. And truly, I have been among the wrongdoers. So basically, we are saying here that when you are in grief, the first thing to do is to make istighfar and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one is when we are in adversity, we said, إِنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِمِينَ And we said, O Allah, verily distress has seized me and you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy, the dua of Ayyub alayhi salam. And there again, we are looking at asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help and to ask only and exclusively Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we know that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help us. This does not prevent us from taking action at a material level, at an experiential level in this life. But it means that we understand that the effect of what help we may take even in this life is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third one is that when we are in fear, when we are fearing somebody, we must say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, Allah alone is sufficient for us and He is the best disposer of affairs for us. Once again, the focus is on Tawheed, the focus is on understanding that only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help us. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even told us to take the help of Ista'inu bis sabri wa salah. Make the effort and then take the help of salah, which is dua, which is the salah itself. Today, finally, we look at the last of these, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us and advised us about somebody who is facing people's evil. Today, we seem to live in a world where people almost everywhere are facing evil from other people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbal Mustada'afin. We ask Allah to save those people from the evil of other people and to humiliate and remove the people who are creating this evil for others. And in this, we are advised to say again Surah Al-Ghafir, وَفَوِّذُوا أَمْرِ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ My affair, I leave it to Allah. Verily, Allah is the all-seer of His slaves. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees and knows everything about His slaves, not only what is apparent to the human being, but what is hidden from the human being, which refers also to the causes and effects of whatever is happening. And then he said, how does a slave forget to say, أُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ Does he not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا وَحَاقَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ He says, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from the evils that they plotted against him while an evil torment encompassed Fir'aun's people. Now again, this is referring to Musa alayhi salam and the story of Musa alayhi salam. There is so much to be learned in that. I remind myself and you that it is very important for us when we are making dua against the zalimun, when we are making dua against the people who are transgressors, people who are threatening us, people who are evil, people who are oppressors, it is very important when we are making dua against them to ensure that we ourselves are not among them. Now you might say, how is that possible? How can I be among the people who are causing all the trouble? And my submission to you is that we can be and we are many times among such people because we are the ones who create a situation where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His slaves to us to punish us. Now, we know the in Suratul Isra, Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the story of the Bani Israel and the two times that Bani Israel were humiliated and they were defeated. One was when Nebuchadnezzar was sent against them, and the second time was when they were humiliated and defeated by Titus. In the first case, in Nebuchadnezzar's time, Nebuchadnezzar entered Jerusalem. He defiled the Masjid of Sulaiman alayhi salam, which people today call the Temple of Solomon. It is not a temple, it was a Masjid of Sulaiman alayhi salam. And he looted that, he carried them all away, he took all those people as slaves, he took the whoever survived that, he took them as away as slaves, and then he, you know, I mean, whatever happened after that, we all know as history. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then we gave you, once again we gave you power and gave you, you know, wealth and so on and land. And then again, may Allah forgive us, human beings don't learn. Then again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and then again you transgressed. And so Allah sent some, Allah specifically mentioned, Allah said, we sent against you our slaves who were strong in warfare. So it was not a question of Nebuchadnezzar coming and fighting the believers, because we have this feeling sometimes, you know, we say, oh, but you see, after all, we are believers and we say La ilaha illallah, the others are kuffar. Yes, they are. However, because you are a believer, you are held to a standard which is higher than the standard to which anybody else is held. Whether you like it or not, that is a reality. And if you do not meet that standard, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you. And when Allah punishes you, He will not annihilate you, but He will punish you. And that punishment is always, always, always extremely, extremely painful. وَلَنُزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we give them a taste of the small punishment, the small azab. Remember, Allah didn't call it anything else. He said Azabul Adna. Allah did not say that the Azabul Adna is somehow, you know, a holiday in the Bahamas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying Azabul Adna. It is a azab. It may be small. And who is saying small? Rabbul Alameen is saying small. Is that small? Small for me and you? No, it is not. It's very big. It's huge. And that is why we have to understand this. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And fear the trial which will not strike those who have wronged among you exclusively, and know that Allah is severe in penalty. Now this is the other thing we have to understand, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us of this grim warning which Allah gives us in the Quran, where Allah is saying that don't think that it is something that you know, that somehow you will be left out. You will not be left out. You will be punished just like others if you do what they are doing. And I think that is something that we like to ignore. We don't like to accept this fact. We think that we are somehow, you know, God's chosen ones who have been given license to kill. We are, you know, 007 or something. No, we are not. We are people like anybody else. And on top of that, because we know Islam, because we believe in Islam, we make this statement, La ilaha illallah, I bear witness. You are not just simply saying it. You say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu. I say, I bear witness. I am the shaheed. I'm making this shahada. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that there is no one that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, and he is the last and final one, and I am his I'm his follower. Now, we are making this clear statement. We are bearing witness to this fact. And therefore, quite rightly, we will be held accountable for it. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that don't think that you will just be left alone and that you will not be touched. Allah says, and fear the trial, fear the test, fear the punishment, which will not strike those who have wronged among you exclusively. It will hit everybody. And know that Allah is severe in penalty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked this question. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha asked him, and she said, Ya Rasulullah, when the azab of Allah comes, does it affect everybody? What about the people who are good? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will affect everybody. When they go before Allah, Allah will separate the good from the not good. But in this world, everybody will be affected. And I think that is very important for us to understand. The only people who will be left alone are those people who used to warn, the people who used to give da'wah, the people who used to speak out without fear, who used to tell people, look, what you are doing is wrong, leave it. Today we fear to do that. We are afraid of losing popularity. We are afraid of being criticized by our friends and relatives. We are afraid of society. So even though we see something wrong happening, we keep our mouth shut. Believe me, you are writing your name in the list of those people who will be hit by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the punishment of Allah will come. And that punishment will come. Make no mistake about that. That happens in this dunya itself. And then of course what happens in the akhirah is something else. So do not do that. Open your mouth, stand up and say what needs to be said. Fear no one except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah reminds us that those who are facing people's evil, they should say, "Ufawwidu amri ilallah, inna Allah, inna Allaha basirun bil ibad," which is that my affair, I leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily Allah is the all-seer of his slaves. As I mentioned again, let us make sure that we are not among those against whom we are making dua. Because if we are also oppressors, then the dua is going to backfire in our faces. Rasulullah used to make this dua when he was faced with these kinds of evil. People who are attacking Islam, people who are attacking the signs of Islam. And he used to say, اللهم إنا نجعلك في نهورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم إنا نجعلك في نهورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم إنا نجعلك في نهورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. You can make this dua outside of salah, in sujood. Make this dua and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all those who are oppressing from their oppression. May Allah humiliate them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy them. May Allah free the people who are oppressed from those who are oppressing them. I want to end with this final point, which we all know, but we sometimes forget, which is that Rasulullah ﷺ said, the dua of the one who is oppressed goes directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to that dua. Please note, Nabi ﷺ did not say the dua of the oppressed Muslim. He said the one who is oppressed. The dua of the oppressed Muslim also goes to Allah. The dua of the oppressed non-Muslim also goes to Allah, even if that non-Muslim is being oppressed by a Muslim. So here is a non-Muslim. Obviously, he is not calling on Allah. He is calling on whatever God he worships. But it doesn't matter, because Allah is the only one who is Sami'ul Basir. He is the only one who hears and who sees. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu hears his dua. He sees what is happening. And Allah will act against the Muslim in favor of the non-Muslim, and he will free the non-Muslim and he will punish the Muslim if the Muslim is the oppressor. Obviously, the same thing applies if the Muslim is being oppressed by a non-Muslim or by another Muslim. May Allah save us. Today we are seeing all permutations and combinations of these things. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves and from our own nufus. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to correct ourselves and not wait for Allah to correct us, because that is extremely, extremely painful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free us from all oppression. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Mustada'afin, the Rabb of the weak, to help us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.